Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. I've got here the Hindu scriptures known as the Upanishads, and I'm going to be reading from the Taittiriya Upanishad, starting in verse number 10.5. Those who realize that all life is one are at home everywhere and see themselves in all beings. They sing in wonder. I am the food of life, I am, I am. I eat the food of life, I eat, I eat. I link food and water, I link, I link. I am the firstborn in the universe, older than the gods, I am immortal. Who shares food with the hungry protects me. Who shares not with them is consumed by me. I am this world, and I consume this world. Om. This is some pretty weird stuff, but notice how he says, I am the food of life. That's what we're supposed to be saying if we reach this enlightenment. I'm older than the gods. I'm the food of life. I am the world. Again, the teaching of Hinduism, whether it's in the Upanishads or the Bhagavad Gita, is that you are God. And so this is telling you that once you realize the self, this is what you're going to say. You're going to say that you're the food of life and you're older than the gods and you're this world, you're immortal, all this stuff. Well, let's compare that to what the Bible says. This is what Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 35. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. So according to the Bible, it's Jesus that's the bread of life. It's Jesus that is immortal. It's Jesus who was in the beginning with God and was God. Whereas in the Upanishads, the message is that you're God. You're the one who goes back to the beginning, etc., etc. It's a satanic teaching because it's basically replacing the God of the Bible with you as God. This is the New Age teaching, which there's nothing new about it because it comes from Hinduism that teaches that you are God. No, the Bible teaches that Jesus is God. Jesus is our Savior. He's the bread of life. And the great thing is that according to verse 35, he that believeth on him shall never hunger. He that believeth on him shall never thirst, meaning that you only have to get saved one time. Once you believe on him, you are eternally saved and eternally secure.